Strategy 3, mental diet. How to stop the I'm not good enough recording in your head. Is this you? Do you stop trying to learn new things or maybe even talk yourself out of applying for a promotion at work because you're always thinking that you're not good enough anyway, so why waste everyone's time? Do you often get mad at yourself and frustrated because you messed up on a project or cause problems between you and your spouse or a friend and think how you can't seem to do anything right? Do you beat yourself up about something you did, even if it was something small and petty? If you can relate to any of the above, your self-esteem has hit an all-time low, and it's time to do something about it. You can learn how to stop the thoughts you have about yourself and your abilities that say you're not good enough because you are good enough. The issue. I want you to listen again to the story in the self-confidence versus self-esteem section about the man sentenced to life without parole. It is a clear example of how someone else's opinion, no matter how distorted, can have a devastating effect on a life. When your self-worth is challenged and constantly attacked over and over again, your self-esteem can be damaged so severely that you end up feeling like you no longer matter. Thoughts and words. Thoughts like words are extremely powerful. This is a great thing when those words and thoughts are positive. But when they are negative, they plant themselves in your subconscious, and sooner or later, you'll begin to have a very self-limiting belief about yourself. Your self-esteem withers little by little because of something someone said about you, or because of something you tried but failed. Instead of brushing a comment off or going after whatever it is you want, you absorb all the stuff that brings you down. The next time you try something and fail, you start telling yourself you're not good enough and will never be good enough. Soon you start applying the same kind of thinking to everything in your life. The solution. 1. The next time one of those negative thoughts starts running through your mind, I want you to stop whatever you're doing and replace that thought with something positive. I know it sounds a bit corny, but trust me, if you do this every time, not only will those negative thoughts begin to disappear, but you will notice your self-esteem growing as well. As a Christian, I find reciting uplifting Bible verses to myself helps whenever I catch myself doubting my ability to do something. You could do the same thing by writing out affirmations that you could recite to yourself throughout the day. 2. Stop beating yourself up every time you make a mistake. Try to find something that you did right and correct the thing that you had a problem with if possible. Then let it go. If you find yourself falling back into self-limiting thoughts immediately, find something else to distract your thoughts. Then focus on something positive. 3. Don't let someone else's false opinion of you determine what you believe about yourself. You've developed your low self-esteem most likely because someone who was or is very influential in your life either said or did something that stuck with you in a negative way. You don't have to spend your life trying to live up to the standards of others. Do you get easily offended or hurt when you get even a little bit of criticism from others? Being overly sensitive can be a sign of low self-esteem. There are ways to deal with oversensitivity and anger effectively, and that's what we'll deal with in the next section.